Blog Talk Radio.
Sacrament ordained by the Presbyterian Church of the USA and currently serves as outreach missionary as well as mission strategist, fundraiser, and mobilizer, which are singling out the Gypsy Mission in Eastern Europe. JJ, are you there with us tonight?
Yes, how are you? How are you?
I am doing great, great, great. I think I might ate too much turkey this weekend, man.
Yes. Okay, that's good, good.
All right. How was your holidays, man?
In the afternoon, then I worked, so I have no time to celebrate the Thanksgiving Day. Sorry to say that.
Wow. Hey, well, you know what? You know, it's really just a blessing just to be able to just welcome in another holiday. So much has, you know, been going on throughout the year, so it's always a blessing for us to just, you know, gather, you know, during these times just to reflect and kind of be able to really give thanks to for so many things we have to be thankful for. Like I said, we got a lot of new listeners that are on the air tonight, so you know, I'm gonna just basically, you know, open up the floor to kind of let you share with us from your standpoint. I want you to put this in your own words. With all the talk and all of the festivities that are going on this time of year, from your standpoint, what is the true definition of Thanksgiving?
Normally around around the end of the time, end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And around the end of every year, lived here in America, as I have lived since 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And then every end of the year, around the end of November, around the November and December,
mm-hmm.
and especially the winter time, and everybody is excited over Thanksgiving holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then the right after that, Black Friday.
Yes.
At the Black Friday, then I'm a shopper.
Mm-hmm.
That's at the Best Buy.
Okay.
And exactly in 1 month, and the Christmas comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then in between Thanksgiving Day and then in Christmas Day, 1 month, and most companies, they sell lots of stuff.
That's right.
In comparison with the sales amounts for the the part, like that is the most like a sellable day.
Mm-hmm.
And normally in Korea, and also the Korean churches here in America,
mm-hmm.
and they celebrate the Thanksgiving Day as the Thanksgiving, the official name is the Thanksgiving of Harvest.
Okay.
Like a Thanksgiving of Harvest. So, like I will tell, because I'm a Korean, then I will tell the Korean example.
Okay.
Like, for instance, in a certain Korean church here in America, in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Thanksgiving Sunday,
mm-hmm.
all the congregations, they bring all kinds of fruits,
mm-hmm.
like pears and bananas and pineapples and so on. So, because that is the fruits of the harvest for the last years.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that we thank God that we could harvest or crop all kinds of fruits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbol of thanking God for what he provided for us for the past 1 year.
Uh-huh.
And most pastors, they deliver the sermon in concern with Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And for instance, certain church in Korea, and they have a special program for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then the children, like for instance, 20 children, they have their own comments. Okay, what is a Thanksgiving Day? Okay, mm-hmm. thank you God for everything you gave
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you God, God, and then that you
mm-hmm.
have protected us for the past 1 year. It's their comments are all the same.
Uh-huh.
When they, child say, thank God and thank parents for bringing me to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all the way, thank you God and thank you God and thank you God.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
If we read the First Thessalonians
mm-hmm.
chapter 5 verses 17 through 19,
mm-hmm.
and they say pray without ceasing,
mm-hmm.
give thanks in all circumstances.
That's right.
For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
That's right.
So we have to thank God every day.
That's right.
Every moment.
That's right.
That we don't have to appoint a certain time to thank God in all together.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to thank, and then for instance, and then also sometimes people thank God for the prosperity that God provided us.
That's right.
Good things that God showed us.
That's right.
And that for health God provided us.
That's right.
And so. But if we read in the Old Testament,
mm-hmm.
in the Habakkuk, chapter 3, verses 17 through 19,
mm-hmm.
then the prophet Habakkuk say, though the fig tree starts not to blossom,
that's right.
and no fruit is on the vines,
mm-hmm.
though the produce of the olive fails,
mm-hmm.
and the fields yield no food,
that's right. though
the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no herd in the stalls,
that's right.
yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
That's right.
I will exult in the God of my salvation.
That's right.
God, my Lord, He is my strength. Mm-hmm. And He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, mm-hmm. and makes me tread upon the heights.
That's right.
It means that we have to give thanks in every moment, even though we are in good shape,
mm-hmm.
or even though we are in the bad shape.
That's right. So we have to give thanks in all conditions.
All conditions. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say, Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to His purpose.
That's
so
right.
We have to think. But now, to my opinion is around this time. This is the time of the of the year.
That's
normally,
right. mm-hmm.
of the like a worldly secular calendar.
That's right.
But around this time is the beginning of the church calendar.
That's right. Okay.
Yes, church calendar begins from the first week of Advent.
Uh huh.
Church calendar begins for the waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ, which is
That's
Christmas.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Yes. Around this time, and then secular calendar and then church calendar, they are overlapping this around this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then around this time, standing at this point, and then we have to reflect what we did for God.
That's right. What we did for God. That's right.
Yes. Like whatever God does to us.
That's right.
Good or bad. But we have to give thanks to Him in all circumstances.
That's right.
And then we have to reflect our past days, and then we have to remember what we did.
That's right.
To God.
That's
like
right.
For what He has done to us. And then now Jesus came to this world to save His people, right? And then when Maria was pregnant of Jesus Christ, and the angel showed up and, when the baby is born, and name him Jesus, and He is sent to this world to save His people.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus came to His people.
Mm-hmm.
And then He came to harvest the people over here. Yeah. He came to these people, and then He called the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes 12 disciples or 70 disciples,
mm-hmm.
and then so and so. And then
mm-hmm.
He sent the disciples to proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So if we read the book of Luke, like chapter 10 and verse 2,
mm-hmm.
and He appointed 70 other disciples,
mm-hmm.
and then sent them to the villages,
mm-hmm.
in two or three people in a company, and then saying that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are very few.
That's right.
Yeah. So therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers
mm-hmm.
onto His harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see all around, and then we have to see that there are lots of harvest, like a spiritual harvest,
mm-hmm.
like before God, and the people who do not hear the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and then also who are not outreached with the living word of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then if we read Matthew chapter 9 and verses through 35 and 39, that Jesus was with His disciples on the field, and lots of people were following Him, and then Jesus proclaimed the gospel to them, and then also cured them, right? Cured their disease. And then saying He had a compassion on them, because many, many people are, like a multitude are harassed and helpless because they were like a sheep without any shepherds. So He told the disciples, then the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are very few. Therefore, ask God of the harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. And He says the same stuff like in the book of Book of Luke. So we have to thank in all our circumstances. But the first thing we have to thank is that we are saved by God through Jesus Christ. Hello? James, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm here, JJ.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So we have to thank God in all circumstances. The first thing we thank is that God saves us through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. So we have to pay back our thank to God through proclaiming the gospel to those who do not have chances to listen to the word of God.
That's right.
So for the past 1 year, that how many people I recruited from those who do not hear the word of God?
That's right.
Yes.
That's a good question. Exactly. How many people have we really tried to bring to the saving knowledge of Christ? Should definitely be what's on everyone's mind at this time of year in terms of just what we are to do as Christians in terms of just doing what God has called us to do. The mission has so many different, levels of commitment. And we want to be able to understand that on these levels of commitment, we don't get too far away from really what this whole time of year is about. It's about reflecting. It's about understanding and knowing what it is that we are to do. It's also about understanding and knowing what we are to do from a standpoint of really obligating ourselves and going out of our way to bring people to really being involved in knowing who Christ is.
Yes. So Jesus was sent to the world to save his people.
That's right.
And then he was resurrected, mm-hmm. and he also commanded the people over there on the mountain Olive.
That's right.
And then go and make disciples of all nations.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
make right. disciples of all nations. And he left, we call it ultimate commission, commandment. Commandment.
Yes, ultimate
commandment.
Mm-hmm.
At the most crucial moment, why did he so? And Jesus came to this world to save his people.
That's right.
And then he's fresh is not here.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he leave the earth, and then he left all his mission to his disciples.
That's right.
Yeah, instead of Jesus Christ, and then he told, we are ordered to make all the races, to make disciples of all races.
That's right.
Like wherever we go and whatever we do.
That's right.
As Paul say, whatever we do, wherever we go, and then in everything, that is to glorify God.
That's
what
right.
is the glory of God? Then as I made a definition a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
the glorification of God is to proclaim the gospel to those who do not listen to the living water of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So, yes. So, then we have to, Jesus was having a compassion on the multitude who have no leaders, like a sheep without a shepherd.
That's right.
And then he left those multitudes to his disciples.
That's right.
And then after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then his disciples went out to the field of the world.
That's
and
right.
And then proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
For the glory of God.
That's right.
So for the past 1 year, then we have to thank. How many people did I bring to the warehouse in heaven?
That's
warehouse in heaven.
That's right.
Right. But Yes. Then around the time of the reflection, then we have to consider what we did.
That's right.
For the glorification of God.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right, and that is so, so important. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in for the first time, we want everyone to realize that you are listening to The Crossing Mission with Christ. We're live with Reverend J.J. Choi, and what he's doing tonight is he's actually elaborating and giving us the true meaning of Thanksgiving in terms of Scripture and in terms of where our hearts and minds really need to be when it comes to the Word. One thing that really comes to mind from actual Bible verses is 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 9. It says, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God, and it is because of you?" Also, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 15 says, "Thank be to God for his indescribable gift."
Yes.
And that gift is what the ultimate price for what he paid upon the cross is that gift of eternal life that we should always be grateful and thankful for. Again, a lot of time is spent doing a lot of things around this time in preparation for this celebration, which is the birth of our Lord and Savior. But we also have to give thanks for everything that God has done for us, because this is what is most important. This is what's most important.
Last year, I was invited by a Korean church to, after Thanksgiving Sunday, to deliver the sermon to the congregation.
That's right.
And then I stood up and I looked down the altar, mm-hmm. and I saw lots of fruits. Like oranges and bananas and even the fruits which cannot be found easily here in America.
That's right.
And then, but the first comment I told them was, mm-hmm. "How come you brought those fruits? You did not plant.
Mm-hmm.
You did not plant." And then there was a sign, "You have purchased them from Kroger or from Publix and from other grocery stores."
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just a form. That is just a formal worship to God.
That's right.
Yeah, but that is a right. And I gave them the comments regarding the true meaning of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened in 1 year, this year, and that church does not bring, the congregation of the church did not bring any fruits on the altar.
Wow.
And they just celebrated the reflection of the past years and then for the coming years and what we should do, what we should do the way how to glorify to God.
That's right.
Yes.
So again, that is awesome. That is awesome. Remember, with all the stuff that is taking place with the Crossway Mission with Christ, we want to keep in mind that all that is being done is meant to be given back to God. Everything that he does for us, we have to remember him in everything that we do. I think what should be a very fitting point here is I'm actually going to play a song. And then we're going to come back shortly with some great, great insight. Mr. Troy, we appreciate you taking this time out this evening to really explain the true meaning of Thanksgiving to all of us. What I'm going to do is, because we're talking about the ultimate gift, which actually is a song is entitled Covered by His Blood. It's only by the strength of Christ that saves us, that gives us strength. It is by His grace and mercy that we're allowed to have this gift of everlasting life. It's all covered by God's blood. It's all covered by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The song is entitled Covered by His Blood. After this selection, we'll come back with more insightful intellect from our Reverend J.J. Choi. Thank you.
Thank you.
covered by its blood. I am covered by his blood. No matter where I go, high or very low, I'm covered by his blood. Ooh, I'm covered by his blood. I am covered by his blood. And though I sin along the way, for short every day, I'm covered by strength and power, strength and power.
Thank you.
We want to remember that, again, for all those who are tuning in for the first time, you're live with Reverend J.J. Choi. We're with the Crossway Mission with Christ. So much to be thankful for in this Thanksgiving season. And just like Mr. Choi has enlightened us, so much to that we have to give thanks for. We have to be willing to really understand just really the type of mindset we need to be in as all these things are being revealed to us. J.J., with so much that is going on, we're working so closely with the gypsies there in Eastern Europe, and with so many of your colleagues and friends here in the United States, would you please just further enlighten us in terms of, as a whole, the mindset that we all should have going from this week of Thanksgiving throughout the remainder of the year, and what we should be looking forward to in terms of God's work that has been called by, you know, called for all of us to want to participate in.
Before I make a comment on this, I like the song "I'm Covered by His Blood." I like it, and also another letter, but he gave me a brand new life. I like that. I like that very much. And the Book of Genesis 9:4 says the blood is life. So I am covered by His blood. I am covered by the everlasting life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So covered by something means we dwell inside it.
That's right.
So we dwell in the everlasting, in the existence of the everlasting life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yes. So we are given, but we are given a brand new life.
That's right.
And like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ and the old one has passed away, and then see, and the old one passed away, and something on everything new has, everything has come new. So I like that. I like that song very much. At every time you give us that time.
Okay.
Yes, and then also around the time of reflecting ourselves, that we have to thank God that we are given the greatest gift from God, who is Jesus Christ, and also we are covered by His everlasting life, and we are under the control of His everlasting life. I thank you very much for selecting that kind of nice music.
Yes.
And, someday, hopefully, I would like to see the singtress.
We will definitely, on December 10th, she will actually be performing that song on December 10th at the Westin. So it's going to be an awesome opportunity for all who enjoy that selection to definitely get a chance to meet the young lady and the rest of her sisters who helped put that arrangement together. It is so refreshing, you know, to just know that with all that's being done, you know, we are all being put in the right frame of mind of just what it is that we're supposed to be doing and fellowshipping with, in terms of just doing God's work. I know a lot of times the ministry, the mission work that's being done, sometimes can become a little overwhelming. But we have to remember that God puts no more on us than we can stand. And we are not alone. We're not alone. There are many people that I found out throughout the holiday weekend and this week and previous weeks prior who are very, very interested. They're very, very compassionate about everything that's being done. A lot of times we may ask ourselves just, how did things go from being one thing into being so huge, so quick, so fast? But every time I find myself asking that, I remember that everything is done according to God's plan. In everything, there is a season. And I really feel that this is truly the harvest season for God's followers, His survivors, His true ministers are being called upon to do a great work. And so this is why in one aspect it seems a little overwhelming, but at the same token it also seems just so overdue. These things need to be put together. We need to continue to fellowship and continue to bring this message. Now, for all you guys who are tuning in for the first time, this show, like many others prior to this, will be rebroadcast over Dish Network as well as Comcast, you know, within the following weeks to come. But we are on every Sunday from 7 to 9 live on Where They Do That at Radio, Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi. For one exclusive reason, we're here to be able to bring the word and the message to each and every heart and soul that is willing to listen. And we want them to understand that it's so much work to be done. The harvest is yet to be fully exploited. So we must continue to plant the seeds to reap a great harvest. I just, again, feel so great being a part of this. And I kid you not, I do a lot of things during the week with a lot of different things, a lot of different programming. But this is by far on Sundays, this is what sets my mood and my tone for the rest of the week. This gives me an opportunity to give to God his undivided attention. It also gives me an opportunity to speak on something other than the secular things that we get consumed with throughout the week. So it's an excellent outlet, and I feel it's also an excellent outlet for a lot of our listeners as well, just to hear, you know, the good work of God. The saving news of his son, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is an awesome, awesome message that I never get tired of hearing. Again, we applaud you and we appreciate you, Mr. Choi, for sharing with all of us from your interpretation, from what the word is giving to you, where we really should be in terms of mindset when it comes to serving God.
I will answer your first questions.
Mm-hmm.
And for the listeners who do not know as to who gypsies are,
mm-hmm.
And whenever you travel to Europe, then you must see the gypsies like everywhere. Especially in the like ex-Western European countries, like in Belgium and England and Germany, and you can see lots of roaming gypsies, like, mm-hmm. roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
And also in now all like boundaries are open to the world, and ex-Eastern European countries, such as in Romania or Hungary and Ukraine or ex-Yugoslavia. And there are like at least 10 million gypsies.
That's right.
Yeah, 10 million gypsies. Since 1945, almost 15 million gypsies were roaming around all over Europe. And when the countries like Hungary and Romania or Yugoslavia, they are under the control of ex-USSR, Soviet like unions,
mm-hmm.
and almost all the countries, those countries, they ordered the roaming gypsies to be settled where they were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and most governments did not prepare them the adequate places abodes to dwell in. Even though the gypsies are given the places to live, but their living status was very, very, very bad. Right?
Mm.
Like for instance, in Romania, gypsies were ordered to be settled, so they had no place to go. So they like rose on the hill where they can. They can have a fast irrigation.
That's right.
And then no pavement at all,
right?
Or pebbles. And then on the rainy days, and then nobody can go up the hill without any boot.
Mm-hmm.
And people, they were ordered to be settled over there. For instance, in Ukraine. And near to the trash dumping area and so and so, and also almost all the gypsies, they have been traditionally considered to be untouchables,
mm-hmm.
untouchables, and also it's sad to say that unoutreachables, because almost all of them were considered to be untouchables, and nobody would try to contact them. And even the church, and they did not. Like, for instance, if the gypsies shows up in a certain church, and then the church members or congregation, they would not sit willing, would not be willing to sit together.
Mm.
And if she shows up at the next Sunday, and nobody, like, the people by him at the, like, before, like, the former, at the former week, and he does not show up. And, but most gypsies are registered as Christians, like official Christians.
Mm-hmm.
When a baby is born, or then a boy or a girl is baptized by the priest or a pastor of the church nearby to the gypsy's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the baby is baptized and registers as a member of the church of the pastor who baptized the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And during his or her life or lifelong, and then they could not go to church, and then they die. And they die. And if a man dies, and the priest or the pastor of the church who baptized the baby, baptized him, come and to officiate the funeral service.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the worst case to say. I know a friend in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
That is near to the border of Hungarian and Ukrainian border,
mm-hmm.
like, which is called the Uska. And I know about the, like, Reverend Sabo Daniel. He started a home church about 20 years ago, and right now the gypsy pastor is ministering that church.
Mm-hmm.
And then the congregation, like, contains the whole gypsies, around 150 people. And one day, a man came from other places. His name was Joseph Oche.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a gospel composer, and he was an evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
But before he became a gospel composer and evangelist, and he was wandering all over Europe. And he became a drunkard. He was a drunkard and addicted to the addicted. And he came back.
Mm-hmm.
And he converted to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And he was attending the church where his brother was ministering the church.
Mm-hmm.
And 2003 in December, and then he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I and Reverend Young Choi and Reverend Sabo Daniel, we attended the funeral service.
Mm-hmm.
It was the middle of December, and in Hungarian, at the Hungarian funeral service, and they have lots of worship services.
That's right.
Right. Like the formal, at least two or three formal worship services.
Mm-hmm.
Under the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot, like normally a member of his church passed away, and the senior pastor of the church should officiate the funeral service.
That's right.
That is a tradition.
That's right.
In America or in Korea. Also, over, right? That is a tradition.
That's right.
But I know that his brother is the pastor of his church.
That's right.
But he did not show up.
Mm.
On Hungarian young pastor shows up, and he was officiating the funeral services.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of orders in the funeral worship services,
mm-hmm.
like preaching and charging to the families, and charging to the citizens of the villages. And the funeral service was lasting more than about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw. And then another worship service started again. Then at the service, I did not see his brother, who is the pastor of his church.
That's right.
Yes. And then I saw, I found him finally. Then he was carrying Tita with him. And he was not allowed to attend the, even attend the worship, like a funeral service. And all the funeral services is over, and his coffin was brought to the burial place.
Mm-hmm.
All the workers left.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the coffin was lifted down to the ground,
mm-hmm.
and his brother, the pastor of his church, he was playing his guitar, and he was crying and yelling and crying and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the current state of the gypsies. Even gypsy pastor or whoever it is, and then that is the treatment of gypsies in Hungary.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
So, most like gypsies have no chances to listen to the word of God, living word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like for instance, in a Hungarian Reform like a seminary. And it was founded in 1531,
mm-hmm.
and the other one was founded in Debrecen, 1950, like 1538,
mm-hmm.
right after the Reformation in Europe,
mm-hmm.
like Martin's Reformation in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And then those seminaries were affected by the people who went ahead Martin Luther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Martin Luther. And but since like for the past how many hundred years? More than four were around 450, 170 years. And there's no formal gypsy graduates. There's no formal gypsy graduates. But now we sent several gypsy seminarians, and that is not a regular course, but that's a 3 years lay preaching course.
Mm-hmm.
Lay preaching course. But even though in that case, and that would be the historical record, historical of the gypsy history, of the gypsy story.
That's right.
And now what I say is, I do not want to blame Hungarian people. I do not want to blame the Hungarian churches.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell the real standpoint as, like, according to what I saw and what I felt and what I experienced.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. And also, there are no more. Maybe 100 out of 1 million gypsies. There are no more 100 gypsy churches in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hungary is as big as Georgia, state of Georgia. So, and 10 million, but 1 million gypsies, and then we know what happens from place to place,
mm-hmm.
like what happens. But now, we cannot find out. There are many churches in Hungary, or all over in Eastern Europe. But when we enter into the churches in, and then we cannot on Sunday attend the worship service, and then we can hardly find out the gypsy congregations.
Right.
And I do not mean that all the churches in Hungary or Eastern Europe do not like gypsies, but there are a few churches who welcome the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he is a pastor, Engi Shandaru, and who is a professor of Old Testament in Sarasvatak Theological Seminary,
mm-hmm.
in the place where our mission headquarters is settled,
mm-hmm.
and he has a compassion on gypsies,
mm-hmm.
and there are lots of gypsy elders and deacons, and many gypsies around one third of the of his congregations are gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a very seldom case.
Mm-hmm.
But most other churches, like for instance, in a certain city in Sarasvatak, like a place in Sarasvatak where our mission center is settled up,
mm-hmm.
there's a Reformed Church which was founded 450 years ago, and the first congregation is 1,200 people.
Mm.
And every time around the Christmas time, when I come to Sharaspatak, I attend the Christmas worship service.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 1,200 congregation, I find no more than 10 gypsies.
Mm.
And around that area, the Sharaspatak area is around more than 40% of the population, 40% of the populations are gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
But the average gypsy percentage is 10% in Hungary, but in Sharaspatak is more than 40%.
Mm.
And the church is built up among the gypsy villages. But there are no gypsy like a congregation. They can find very, very few gypsy congregations.
Mm.
And also, for instance, in Korea, our country, Korea, they are very, very proud of sending the missionaries all around the globe.
That's right.
And some people say Korean churches sent 20,000 missionaries, mm-hmm. including the family, maybe. At least 10,000, at least 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And only in Hungary, and then we can find the missionaries, the Korean missionaries who are involved in the gypsy missions. Only our family, our missionary family, and then several months ago, another Korean Baptist pastor came to Hungary from San Jose, California, and he settled down over there, and he is under our umbrella right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then because he told me that he was affected by the columns I wrote to the Korean Christian Times for the past 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and reading those columns, and he was very interested in the gypsies, and he swore to God that after his retirement, and he would get involved in the gypsy mission.
Okay.
And then he did early retirement around the middle of 50s.
Okay.
And then all his family, and leaving his son and daughter in America,
mm-hmm.
and they came to Hungary, and they were sent to another place like a Miskolc, where there are lots of gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
But Hungary, the only we can find out only two Korean missionaries who are mainly involved in the gypsy missions.
Mm-hmm.
And in Romania, no more than five families. Like out of 20,000 Korean missionaries, and then they are looking for those who are not outreached with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then they are reluctant to come to the gypsy society. To come to. Like, to my experience, and then we settled in a certain city, and then also we have lived in Sharaspatak, Hungary. Now, this is 8 years now. We were settled over there 2003 in October, and we did not move at all. And then during the past more than seven years, and then we have been contacting these people and that people, and we visited this village and one village and so and so.
Mm-hmm.
And then past several years, and then we have gained their confidence.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And then they are sure that we would not move at all for the future either.
Mm-hmm.
And then we enjoy starting the home churches.
That's right.
And then we start home churches, like house churches.
Mm-hmm.
And they work together. They come together. At least the initial member is 50 or 40 or 50, including mm-hmm. adults and children. And then mm-hmm. they are listening to us. You know, that is a big, huge golden area,
mm-hmm.
huge harvest area,
mm-hmm.
and a huge harvest, like a golden harvest area in which God's eyes are interested.
Mm-hmm.
And but other areas, other than other areas, and we can find almost no evangelist or no missionaries who come to proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, we are based in Sarasvata, Hungary, and which is the bordering city in between Slovakia and Ukraine and Romania. And in Hungary, we do the home churches.
Okay.
We do home churches, several home churches. And the city of Sarasvata was watching what we were doing, and we were given a small house around half an acre with the small house. We are endowed by the city of Sarasvata, and we flock together in union in what is home churches, and at the weekdays, and we meet together, and then we do the Bible study also. And in the meantime, about 6 miles north of Sarasvata, where our mission is settled up, and which is called the city of Sato Oya Uihei. It means that it's a long name, Sato Oya Uihei, like longer than Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Wow, yeah, it's long. Yeah, it's longer than Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Washington Courthouse in Ohio, longer than that, right? And then Sato-ya, which means the new place under the mountains. And we started more than 1.5 years ago, and home churches. Right now, lots of people, more than in one. Whose name is Mr. Puko Laszlos. And then, you know, the worship space is very, very small, very small. So we meet twice a week. And last summer, and it was flooded. That city was flooded. And all the gypsies were flooded with waters coming from southern part of Slovakia.
Wow.
And then that time, after the flood was gone, and the city government visited our home churches, and they were very surprised. What is that? Long benches inside the living room, right? Inside the bedrooms. And the nice tiles on the floor. And the owner of that house explained that, no, we are gathering for worshiping God on every Thursday, and they were very, very surprised. And it was reported to the mayor of the Sato Oya Uihei, and they say that we are doing a very good contribution to the welfare of a spiritual welfare of gypsies. And last October, I visited Hungary in order to get a contract with the city of Sato-ya Uihei. And that city decided to give us a quarter of acres for building of new church buildings.
Amen. Okay.
And then besides that, and then a quarter of acres was for sale, by two people.
Okay.
And if we buy that, then we can get half an acre, a lot. And over there, we can make around a 3- or 4-story building. And in each story, about 4,000 square feet.
Wow.
And then around that area, about 800 gypsies dwell together, forming Main Street and the other Elm Street or other Ash Street, right?
That's right, okay.
Yes. And the city of Sado-ya Uihei, and they are planning to collect call more gypsy families.
Wow.
And then
okay.
they move to around near to that area. And it will be held sometime next year. And then the total gypsy population will be more than 2,000 people.
Wow. So you mean to tell me that you'll be So just so my listeners are understanding perfectly, what has been blessed with the Crossway Mission with Christ there in Eastern Europe is an opportunity to not only just service the immediate needs of the young men and women and, as well as children that are there, but you'll be able to expand to an operation of over 2,000?
Like 2,000 Jewish villages.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And right now, yeah, if the church building is made up, and then we can invite like hundreds of gypsies, even the Hungarian people also.
Amen.
You know what? That is the God's blessing. That's what I know.
That's right.
That, yeah, up north, but if we drive no more than 10 miles. 10 miles.
Wow.
Lots of Slovakian gypsies.
Yes, lots of young men.
Lots of Slovakian gypsies, thousands of Slovakian gypsies. Wow. And then we can expand our mission over there. You know, that is a virgin. It looks like a virgin forest.
Wow. So that means
nobody stepped down.
Nobody has been there. Yes, no one has.
Yeah, nobody has been there. Wow. Right, Kat. We can make a state of Virginia over there too.
All right. Well,
like mission state of Virginia over there. We can
do that.
Like develop and our mission area also. So we need the God's people to collaborate.
That's
the
right.
Mission work in Hungary and also in Ukraine and then also. Also in Slovakia. And then also our mission was extended to Romania,
mm-hmm.
where we have been operating the mission center
mm-hmm.
like since 2006. More than 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And over there are more than 150 gypsies over there, and there are about 60 or 70 gypsy children, and most of them were passing over the meals.
Mm-hmm.
And then we invite the hungry gypsy children to the mission center, and we feed the lunch for free.
Okay.
And also we teach them the word of God and English and musical instrument and so and so. And then also we wash them at the and then also even though we pay more, and we provide them with the dessert after
every meal.
Yeah. After every meal, after every lunch.
Mm.
Like they know how to enjoy the dessert if they grow up and if they have a family and children.
That's right.
And they will enjoy dessert after meal with their family too.
That's right. You're teaching
so
them cultural habits as well. Yes.
Even though it costs a war, but I don't take a dessert at my house. But and then also in Ukraine we do the same. We do the same in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But lack of finance hinders us from doing that.
Okay.
And then one other point is that we, you know, the education,
mm-hmm.
they have no concept of education. Gypsy adults have no concept of education.
Wow.
And they do not consider how important the education is.
Mm.
Education is.
Right.
So, you know, if they have no chance to get educated, but they are open, the Hungary government are welcome the gypsies to come to school.
Got you.
But gypsy parents, they have no concept.
Exactly, the gypsy.
What the education is?
Yeah, so it's up to the mission. It's up to the Crossway Mission with Christ to provide that awareness. And allow these gypsies to take part in what's already been given and offered. And this facility that you're talking about, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Yes. Like the birth rate in Hungary is 1.25.
Mm-hmm.
1 point. What is the rate, the birth rate of America? Somebody say 1.4?
Well, about 1.4,
1.5. 1.5. Mm-hmm. But gypsies' rate is uncountable.
Mm.
Uncountable.
Wow.
Like they start, like normally the girls start producing the baby from 16 or 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a lady who was 23 years old,
mm-hmm.
and she was bearing one baby
mm-hmm.
in her bosom, and then a baby was catching her by the pants, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then also she was pregnant.
Mm.
How many people were there? 1, 2, 3.
That's
and
right.
I asked, how many children you have? She has 5. That's 4 left. at home now.
Wow, she has five already. Wow.
As we visit the gypsy villages in Romania or in Hungary or in Ukraine, and we pass by the shabby house, and then we hear the children like making noises.
Mm-hmm.
And we knock the door and we come in.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. At least seven or eight children. Eight children. We cannot make one picture at one shot. We have to make two pictures and then make it two. Like a,
wow.
So when the children are growing up, and the gypsy or parents, they cannot afford to send
those children
to school.
That's right, because they have to. You're right.
Yes, we contact the gypsy children. We contact the children who are eager to get educated, you know.
That's right, the ones that are
higher educational, right,
right,
you know, gymnasium or college.
That's right.
And if they want to do that, and we contact their parents,
mm-hmm.
and also we persuade them how important the
education is. That's right.
And I never fail to explain my experience after the Korean War, and then all my hometown was flooded away,
mm-hmm.
and we lost everything. And then my father was killed as a martyr by the communists, and so, and our family had nothing to rely on.
That's right.
But my mother kept on praying, and my mother sent all her five children to school.
Amen.
Even though she was starving to death. And she sent us, and she wants for us to get educated.
Wow.
To get smart.
That's right.
And also, you know, the Christianity, the heavy, to have faith in Christ is the basic.
It's basics, that's right.
That's a basic, and then plus the education. That's why I am here now.
Amen. That's, amen.
If I was born a son of a farmer over there,
mm-hmm.
and over there was no electric power or no running waters over there.
Mm.
Yeah, that's worse than the state of gypsies in Hungary or in Romania. We lived in the worst status than the
gypsies
in
there.
Hungary.
Yeah,
over there. But only the Christianity, the faith in Jesus Christ, and also the education supplied us with the power to overcome the world.
Amen. Okay.
Yes.
That is a powerful message. Amen. Wow.
Yeah. Our main mission is that we want to plant that kind of tradition to the gypsy society.
That's right.
And then we pick up the gypsy children who are eager to get educated. And then also we see the portent for the future.
That's right.
Like as Jesus met Peter.
That's right.
Then Peter was very like a hot-tempered man.
Yeah, very high-tempered.
Yeah, and like he was very like changing very like quickly and so and so.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he saw the potentiality for his future.
That's right.
So you will be called the Peter, and then I will build a church in like on the stage of your face, like
that's
a Petra,
right. That's
like
right.
Peter.
Yeah, Petra. That's right.
And that Jesus saw like a sister, like a Peter, like his potentiality. And then we have to see the future figure of a gypsy children,
mm-hmm.
like as Jesus did to the Peter.
That's right. We have to see that.
Yeah.
We have to see that
yeah.
same.
And that we have to concentrating on educating them.
That's
like
right.
the facing crisis is basic. That is the needless to mention.
Right.
And then we have to pick up the faithful children.
That's right.
To my understanding, over 10 years old, that is almost hopeless, because over 10 years old, the boy or girls, and they are fully affected by their children, by their parents.
That's right. They are very highly influenced at that point.
Yes. We'd like to pick up the children under 10 years old.
Under 10, exactly. While they're motion pressure.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So, and we started supporting the children since 2003, mm-hmm. right? Since the birth of our mission in Eastern Europe, and now lots of priests are like bearing right now, right? And we bring the priests. We would like to bring the more priests to God, and now we can. Our fund, we can support no more than 40 students. Mm-hmm. So we want to expand it, not 40, 400, 4,000, or 40,000. And if the Gypsy children, 40,000 children are educated in like a regular course up to a higher level educational institute, mm-hmm. and then the Gypsy society would be changed.
All right.
Yeah.
And that is so important because we have to realize that with all of the work that's being done, this does bring a level of change to all that have not heard the saving knowledge of who Christ is and what he represents. So many young men and women, it sounds like it, will definitely benefit from this new facility that's being built. The method and the mechanism, actually the mechanics that it takes to orchestrate this really seems to be a great benefit to Eastern Europe. Representing over 2,000 homes, you're talking about the average home that has over, you know, a husband, a wife, and seven children, you know, on average. You know, this again, it sounds like there's a lot of work to be done, but this will definitely help encourage the supporters and listeners of the Crossway Mission with Christ to definitely roll up their sleeves and definitely get involved in what's being done. We employ all our new listeners. If you're tuning in for the first time, you are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi, who is lead strategist, and he heads up the committee that forms the missionary work that's being done there in Eastern Europe. So much you've shared with us in this short period of time. We want everyone, for all the supporters of the Crossway Mission with Christ, you can continue to go to the website, which is thecrosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. Please go to the prayer request link. Leave all prayers, concerns on the request where our good friend in Christ, Reverend Choi, will definitely do his part to definitely encourage, strengthen, and allow your prayers to be heard. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a lot of young men, young women, children that are awaiting your help. Around this time of year, we come to a part of the year where we have so much to give thanks for, so we should be able to share that, or at least create the opportunity where that the heartfelt compassion can be shared. So again, Reverend Choi, we appreciate you elaborating with us on just the present barometer of what's taking place there in Eastern Europe.
Those Gypsy children are your own children, or your nephew, or niece, or your neighbor, mm-hmm. and suppose that they have no chance to listen to the word of God, mm-hmm. and how sad it is, how sorry it is.
That's right.
And also in October, and I was invited, but I visit like from time to time over there, We have a worship service on Friday afternoon, uh-huh. and I was invited to deliver the sermon to them. Uh-huh. As I enter into the room, uh-huh. you know, there were several benches, like sitting 10 children.
Wow.
Yeah, they were sitting 10 children, and full of, the room was full of the children. That time, more than 70 children,
wow.
plus their parents.
Uh-huh.
And then, they look like, you know, and then they wash themselves very neatly, and then they showed their hands to me, and yo, napot kibano, and then have a nice day,
mm-hmm.
and then Jesus said a chat, and Jesus loves you, and they were singing.
All right.
I was very much impressed.
Yes.
And then, you know, guess, not 70, like 700 children flock together, and they praise God with like up with their hands. And then what would happen? Like, I think that like gypsies will change. Will change the spiritual society of Eastern Europe.
I believe that as well, especially from how it's being described and the work that's already been done. They will change the way a lot of the local ministries really are able to really utilize the gifts that God has given them to uphold them and to bring about awareness and glorification. We want to employ all of you that are on the air tonight, live with Reverend J.J. Choi, the Crossway Mission with Christ. If you have not already decided to make a decision to contribute, we want to encourage you to do so. These women definitely need your support. We want you to understand that from our side, from Reverend Choi, from all of us here at Where They Do That Radio, for all of us who are on the outside looking in, we are the solutions to so many problems of this magnitude, but we have to simply set aside our differences. We have to set aside a lot of our false beliefs. We have to perfectly align ourselves up with God and allow God to lead us to how we can help these young men and women who so desperately need this support. Financial support comes from so many different sources. But the sources must understand the ultimate goal and the ultimate cause for what they are supporting. And to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this is all new to all of us here. We had no idea that this society of represents so great was only looked at in such a very minute situation. What we would like to do at this time is make sure that we have adequate support and understanding what's being done. New web links are being put up today with the Crossway Mission with Christ in order for us to bring this level of awareness to a forefront. This broadcast, again, will be rebroadcast within the coming week on Dish Network through Simply Me TV, as well as through all affiliate Comcast feeds as well. And with all this additional exposure, we want to ask all of you here that are here tonight, if you want to learn more, if you've heard enough, you're ready to jump in with your sleeves rolled up, then please do not hesitate to reach us by email or go directly to the website, which is thecrosswaymissionwithchrist.webs.com. You can also give us a call at area code 1-888-826-9327. Press extension 17303. Leave a voice message with your contact information so we can get in contact with you to further discuss the options that are available. I'll tell you, JJ, this is going to be an awesome opportunity, not just for the gypsies, but for also all the supporters and those that are interested in participating and helping so many who desperately need this support. What would be the message for today, being the Sunday after Thanksgiving, going into the beginning of the year, New Year's Eve? What is the message that we would like to, what I would like for you to share with us, what is the message you would like to leave with all of our listeners here today?
Yes, at the, I mentioned that we are standing in the overlapping season of the past year and the new year. Mm-hmm. We are now standing at the point, and then we have to reflect and we have to think what we have done for the past year for the glorification of God.
Amen.
And for the coming year, we have to conform ourselves that what we should do for the coming year for the glorification of God. And what is the right way to glorify God?
Mm-hmm.
As we say as the Bible says, like Matthew 6:33,
mm-hmm.
and you strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness,
mm-hmm.
and all things shall be added.
Amen.
Shall be added. That's I call it as a regulation of exchange of kingdom of God,
mm-hmm.
then God wants for us.
That's right.
Wants, like God wants for us to do what God wants to do here.
Amen.
And he left all the stuff to us to do.
That's right.
But he's omnipotent.
That's right.
He's like a copper, but he can do everything.
That's right.
But he left this most important mission to us.
That's right.
Yes. So, what do we do wherever we go? Like Matthew chapter 28 and 20, and says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." That is a goal. Is not a. That's an interactive form. That is a participle form. And going, and make disciples of all nations. It means that wherever you go and whatever you do, and make disciples of all your nations.
That's right.
And then making disciples of all the nations is the best way to
serve God.
Yeah. Seek for, strive for the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's right.
And His kingdom of God, His righteousness, is the evangelization of the people, and then bringing the people, and then bring them to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is the best way. And around the turning point of the year, and we have to reflect what we did for God, and then also what we should do for Him.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That is so.
Yeah. Yes.
That is so beautiful. Because, again, we have to keep in mind and realize that this is by far the most important thing we must do as Christians to bring about this level of awareness to what's being done. What I would like to do at this point in this time is to allow you, Mr. Choi, to close us with a word of prayer and allow our listeners to further enjoy their Thanksgiving weekend, but with the thought of this harvest that's being harvested. We ask that for all of our supporters who are tuned in for the first time, you are listening live to the Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend Choi. We have so much to be thankful for. We have so many young men and women who are relying heavily on what is created in the here and now. And so with that being said, Reverend Choi, we'll just ask for you to just close us in a word of prayer.
Okay, thank you very much. And then, Heavenly Father, who dwells in our heart, thank you very much for providing us this important chances to get the Gypsy Missions to be known to the listeners,
mm-hmm.
and also to the congregations of certain churches.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are now standing at the season of Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and we thank you very much for your saving us through our Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you all for our we thank you very much for everything you did us, even that is good or bad or whatever, and then in every circumstances, and then we like to thank you very much. And we would like to glorify you.
Amen.
And show us the way how we can glorify you. And Matthew 6:33 says, strive for the kingdom first, and then his righteousness, and then all things shall be added.
Amen.
And we would like to cling to that word as our motto, and we would like to contribute to the expansion of the kingdom of God for the coming years.
Amen.
And let us not fall into temptation.
Amen.
And then deliver us from evil, and then so that we can always look up the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate your attentive ears and listening in tonight at tonight's broadcast. Remember, we are on every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You can definitely call in at 347-934-0318 to definitely listen to the show in its entirety every Sunday when we come on live. If you have a chance to miss this broadcast, it will be re-aired on Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Crossway Mission with Christ. Again, we appreciate all the support, all of the heartfelt emails. Reverend Troy, hey, like I told you, man, this is the season for which God has prepared us all for. I appreciate you definitely sharing with our listeners all the wondrous works that are being done. I pray that you and your family continue to enjoy your Thanksgiving evening. And again, we look forward to a very plentiful harvest what's being delivered to us.
Yeah, thank you very much for your message today. And James, I like to say that you sound like an evangelist. And also, after my worship service in church, and I came home.
Uh-huh.
I left an email, and then I received a fantastic message from Korea.
Wow.
And a friend who, like, in how many years? More than 30 years, around 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a fantastic story. I will tell the story next Sunday.
Okay.
Story. Wow. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, I met a prayer friend.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to find me for the past around 30 years, and he finally got me.
Wow.
Through the Crossway Mission with Christ.
Amen. Oh my God. He finds you through the Crossway Mission. So he was able to find you online.
Yeah, online. And then Crossway Mission with Christ shows up.
Amen.
And then I talked to him more than 40 minutes this afternoon.
Amen.
And then it was a fantastic story.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Please have an expectation on the story for the next
one. Oh, yes. Okay. We're definitely going to be interested in that. We appreciate you, Mr. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you are live with the Crossway Mission with Christ, live with Reverend J.J. Choi. Again, we appreciate everyone. We want everyone to continue to be safe and stay blessed. And with that, we just ask that you continue to give praises to God, continue to think and allow His word and His works to manifest. We just ask that you continue to support all that's being done and continue to be driven to the point of excellency. God has called all of us here to do just that. And with that, we want to be able to really, really deliver upon the message for which it has been given. And with that, I would like to close with saying that God puts no more on none of us than we can stand. And with Christ that strengthens us, we can do anything. But without Him, we can do nothing. So we just ask we continue to stay blessed. And with that, we will adjourn. Thank you.
Every time at this time, I am inspired by you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, JJ. All right. Remember, guys.
Bye-bye.
Be blessed. All right. Bye.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, cause it rains.